John and Margaret Shaw of Bunbury watched as four of their eight sons marched away to the Great War. Tom Shaw had been among the first to volunteer to fight in the Boer War, and then again when Australia declared war in 1914. As a cook on Gallipoli, he dodged enemy shells and survived the wrath of his superiors.
The day eventually arrived in December 1915, when we were all evacuated from Gallipoli. We were amazed that we all got away with no fatalities. My luck didn't change though, and like nearly everyone else who had been at Gallipoli, I suffered from dysentery which sent my guts crook. This turned worse, and by March 1916, I was sent home for what they called a 3-month change, for a bit of respite. But that didn't alleviate my problems, and I was discharged medically unfit. Sepp became dangerously ill with pneumonia, which he overcame, but later came down with TB. He too was sent home, and in late 1916 was medically discharged. And Charlie, he also suffered with complications from dysentery. He was sent home for a 3-month change, and by mid-1916, he re-enlisted and eventually got back to Europe as a lieutenant. Our other brother Archie served with the Railway Corps on the Western Front from 1917. Our mum and dad welcomed us back home, 4 sons and a grandson. Somehow, we all survived.
Tom didn't turn his back on his mates. He saw the need to help the returning soldiers so badly affected by their experiences. In 1917, he was a member of the steering committee of the Bunbury Returned Sailors and Soldiers Imperial League of Australia. Armistice Day, 11th November 1918, the guns fell silent. Bunbury celebrated with the rest of Europe. People gathered, cheering, outside the Rose.
Time passed and we were all getting a bit older and maybe wiser. Our family went through a bad patch with Dad passing in 1919. Sepp came down with TB again and passed not long after. Our dear old mum passed in 1934. And our eldest brother Neil, well, he died at the end of 1925. In 1920, I had become the superintendent of the Bunbury quarantine station that was located on the North Shore. In 1923, I went back to work on the wharf. We suffered through the hard days of the Depression, when some families had to live in the sand dunes in makeshift camps, and work was slow for a lumper. I tried to enlist in the Second World War. They said I was too old. I was 66, but I did my bit at home. In true Shaw fashion, the next generation put their hands up for their country. They suffered real bad. A couple of Neil's sons, Alexander and Joseph, and one of Dugald's sons, Reg, we called him Tim, were all in Crete when it fell to the Germans. They ended up as prisoners of war in Poland, in the same camps, which I guess were some sort of blessing. Mum and Dad would have been proud of them all.
Tim Shaw survived the POW camps, then later volunteered in the Bunbury Fire Brigade. He was awarded the Order of Australia in 1984 for his volunteer services. He died in 1995.